Grant and Veronica and your children, that is Jacob and Emma and Thomas, would you guys like to come down the front? As you know, Grant and Veronica and their great little family are heading off. They've been with us for how many years? 5.5 years they've been in Tincan Bay. And I know this is hard to believe, but they're going back to New Zealand. All right, so go the All Blacks. So we just wanted to honour them and to pray for them and to say farewell. And I know Veronica definitely wants to say a few things, so I'm going to hand the microphone over to Veronica, and then we'll possibly let Grant say a few words as well.
I've just written a few words because I wanted to say something, because this church has done so much for us, and we are very appreciative of everything that the church has done for us in the 5.5 years that we've been here. So I'll just read what I've got. So my first impression of Australia when we walked out of Brisbane Airport was, oh, this heat is lovely. Grant's first impression was, bugger this, too hot, let's go home. That was back in March 2007. And here we are today, with my thought being the heat is still lovely, but I don't like the humidity. And Grant's thought has not changed. After we settled in Tin Can, Emma started school as a grade 4. Her first teacher was a wonderful lady with a warm smile. Thanks Katie Battellini for welcoming our daughter to Tin Can Bay School and giving her a good start. Next we met two lovely people, Drummond and Elizabeth Agnew, who are not here today, who introduced us to this lovely church, and we have not looked back since. We are so glad we had the opportunity of meeting Drummond and Elizabeth. They have been a great part of our life here at Tin Can Bay. We have met some wonderful people since we have been here at Tin Can. Cal, I would like to thank you for all your friendship and support over the last 5.5 years. Your friendship has been truly awesome. Deanne and Doug Dellinger, you have been a great part of our life. For one, we are very appreciative. We would like to thank you for all your support and friendship over the last 5.5 years. We have treasured it dearly and look forward to it continuing. Next, we thought we should help out the Australian population and had a beautiful baby boy, Thomas. We would like to thank everyone who cooked us meals, supported us through this challenging time, and we would like to thank Adriana and Mike for all their support and friendship. We really appreciate it. Grant shares a special relationship with a few people in the church. When I hear the conversations they have, I've learnt to walk away and leave them to it. Lloyd, who is not here, Lloyd, Mike and John, I know you and Grant will miss those conversations, but if you find yourself pining for those talks, I'm sure you can give Grant a call and he'll be happy to have a chat. We feel everything happens for a reason. By coming over here, our whole family has grown closer to the Lord in our own way. We feel blessed to experience what we have experienced here at Tin Can Bay Community Church. Thanks everyone, and we'll be back for a holiday soon.
Did you want to say a few words? Choice brew? Well, what we'd like to do is we want to present you with a little gift from us to you, and as a reminder, a perpetual reminder of your time here in Tin Can Bay. And when you open it, whenever you do that, it'll be evident that it will be a reminder. It's not a photo of me, by the way, which is good. And So remember us and we'll remember you, and you'll always be welcome here. Let's pray. Yeah. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we've had to get to know Grant and Veronica, Emma, Jacob and Thomas. And now simply, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that they would go with your blessing, that they would go with your protection, that when they get back home, and it is home for them, that you would provide for all the needs that they have, that you would provide a house, that you would provide ongoing stable employment, that you would provide good schools and a renewal of friendship. And we commit them to you, Lord. We thank you that in their time here that they have grown, and we thank you that we have grown also because we've had the privilege of their friendship and been connected with them for these years. So again, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray your blessing on them now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
It's over to the kids. And I think Narelle's going to come. Are you going to come and introduce us or no? Are you going to say something by way of introduction? No? Let's welcome our kids as they come and present to us their Christmas pageant.
Little one, oh little one, all wrapped in swaddling clothes, your mother sings sweet lullabies, your daddy watches o'er. Star outside shone bright. The shepherds there were watching all their flocks that starry night. When came an angel of the Lord in glory shining bright.
The shepherds found the baby, just as they were told, wrapped up in cloths, just a few hours old. Some wise men bring them their gifts from afar, found the baby Jesus by following a star. This King of glory, this child of God's own hand, sent to save the world and fulfill the Father's plan. This is the message of Bethlehem old. This is the story mankind has been told. This is the true meaning of Christmas brings. This is the reason the whole heaven rings. May each of us heed the message so dear and never forget why Jesus came here.
Christ alone.
Is Christ alone.
That is the story of Christmas. That is the story of Christmas. That is the story of Christmas. That's all you need to know.
That's not all we need to know. We need to know that this baby Jesus, the Son of God, grew up to become a man who healed the sick, cast out demons, gave sight to the blind, and raised the dead, preached the kingdom of God. He died on the cross for the sins of mankind, and 3 days later he rose from the grave. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have eternal life. John 3:16.
Great to see so many kids here this morning. We've got a wonderful Sunday school, and we are small in numbers, but we're mighty in spirit, so we're always glad to have everybody here. And this is what the kids have been waiting for this morning and working towards all year, is their prize giving. And so I've had so much fun buying all these presents for everybody. So we've got a lot of presents here. We've got kids in our church that are too young to come to Sunday school yet, but we want to encourage them and their families to keep coming, because we just love all the young people, and they're the future of our church. And we know that you guys pray for them and keep them in your thoughts during the week, and we really appreciate that. So we'll start off with some of the little babies. I don't know if everyone's here, but Stu and Beebe? No? There's Sarah and Olivia. We've got a little present for them as well, but they're not here this morning. There's probably a few that's not here. We've got one for Lainey Buchanan. Jen, do you want to grab that for Lainey? Lainey's a little bit little and a bit tired out from being the baby Jesus, I think. And this one's for Thomas McDonald. We've got one here for Ava Mahaffey. We're always excited about new little babies in our church. Oakley Hall. There you go, Alex.
Thanks,
girl. Did you get one? Harrison Hughes. Thank you. Jed Buchanan. Miller Buchanan. Molly Dellinger. Tyson Buchanan. This one's for Riley Green. That's Riley. Thank you. And Luke Dellinger. Jacob McDonald. Luke Bell. Good man. And these ones are for some of the bigger girls that are that are helping out a lot in our Sunday school, and we're very thankful for them. We've got one for Shannon Harries. Chloe Bell. Emma McDonald. Annika Harries. And Tegan Beck. Is Tegan here? Tegan's not here today. Now, we had a little incident in Sunday school this year where we found ourselves with not very many teachers. We got to last term where I was about to have a baby and Veronica was about to leave. And there was just two of us left and nobody else left to run the Sunday school. But there was six women, including Veronica, that stood up and said, "We will help." And it was such a weight off my chest. And they've done a beautiful job. They did all this morning. So I've just got some little presents here for Veronica. So that they're all here. And Narelle McLeod. Betty Bradley. Jen Hughes. Is that it, quick? And Jen Robbins as well. And Jen Murphy as well, but I think she's away, isn't she? She's on her cruise. So thanks, everyone, for the good year. Keep praying for our kids, and we'll see you all next year.
Here we go. Who do you think the guy in the white suit with the beard is meant to be? Anyone want to... What do you reckon?
Jesus.
I'm meant to be Jesus, hey. So can anyone tell me, do you guys know why he was sad? Why was Jesus sad? Because for a lot of that little DVD, Jesus was sad. Anyone want to guess why Jesus was sad? Luke?
He was left out.
He was sad because he was left out. Yeah. That's sad, isn't it? You know, a lot of people this Christmas will actually leave Jesus right out of Christmas. They'll have their presents, and they'll have time with their family, and they'll have yummy, yummy food, and they won't even think about Jesus. That's sad, isn't it? Why was Jesus happy right at the very end? Why was he happy? Em?
Because someone, like the little girl, paid attention to him and gave him a titty and was, like, keeping him comfort and stuff.
Yeah, someone actually paid attention. Very good answer. Someone actually paid attention to Jesus. So my little message for you today is never, ever, ever forget that Christmas is all about Jesus. Can you remember that? Christmas is all about Jesus. So when you're having your presents, when you're opening your presents, remember that Jesus is the best present of all. When you're having time with your family, remember that Jesus made it possible for you to be part of the family of God. So always remember that Christmas is all about who? Jesus. All right, well done. So Emma's going to come now and read to us the poem that she read before. It's such a good poem, but some of us didn't hear it. And then after that, we have a treat. We have a couple of the Walker girls, Kathleen and Jane, are going to come and sing, and we'll look forward to that. But first, let's hear Emma and her poem.
The birth of Jesus. A crowded stable, a cattle stall, a manger bed, a room of straw. Upon that scene, we'll look, if we might, to catch a glimpse of a marvellous sight. For in the stable, filled with hay, the little baby Jesus lay. Of those who shared the glory, I have come today to tell the story. No room at the inn, so they turned the Lord away and offered him a stable filled with animals and hay. In a stable, in a manger, a baby born so tiny and small, he came to earth to show God's love to one and all. Mary was blessed by the Lord to have a part, and she kept all these things close to her heart. Joseph was puzzled by all he'd been shown, but he trusted the Lord, his will to make known. Shepherds were watching their sheep in the field that night, when out of the dark appeared a bright light. An angel told the shepherds of a newborn king, and the message of joy made the whole heaven ring. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to all men.
Well done. Well, let's keep the applause going as Kathleen and Jane come and share with us in song. Let's give them a hand as they come.
Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy.
Thank you so much for that. I guess I shouldn't really call you the Walker girl, should I? Because you're married and you've got your own family, so... But we really appreciate that. Thank you. Let's stand together as we end our time this morning. We're going to sing, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. Let's stand and sing.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save us.
I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth.
The grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, and from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Well, let's go in the blessing, the peace, and the love of the Lord who loves us passionately, who came and gave his life so that we might live eternally, so that we would be restored to relationship with God our Father. Bless you. We'll see you soon, sooner rather than later. Okay, have a great day. See you later.